From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump said Friday Washington hoped to receive more help from Russian President Vladimir Putin in efforts to convince North Korea to abandon its missile and nuclear weapons programs.
China's helping. Russia's not helping. We'd like to have Russia's help. Very important.
European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker on Friday said British Prime Minister Theresa May was a tough, smart, polite, and friendly negotiator during the Brexit talks.
Now it's up to us to draft the withdrawal agreement together with our British friends, and I hope that this withdrawal treaty will be approved.
May is already back in Britain Friday when the 27 other EU leaders agreed that sufficient progress had been made. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley charged Iran Thursday illegally supplying weapons to rebels in Yemen as part of what she called a pattern of bad behavior in the region. VOA's U.N. correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
Haley presented what she said is undeniable and concrete evidence Iran is arming Houthi rebels in Yemen.
All of these weapons include parts made in Iran, some by Iran's government-run defense industry. All are proof that Iran has defined the international community.
She said the United States would invite Congress and members of the UN Security Council to inspect the debris recovered by the Saudis on their territory. She said the president would work with Congress and she would seek support in the UN Security Council to address the Iranian threat.
That is UN correspondent Margaret Bashir reporting. This is VOA News. Andrew Palczewski reports that Turkey is launching an initiative at the United Nations to annul a decision by the United States to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan spoke 2 days after Muslim leaders condemned U.S. President Donald Trump's decision and called on the world to respond by recognizing East Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. The United States is a permanent Security Council member with veto powers, meaning any move to overturn Washington's decision at the Council would certainly be blocked. Jerusalem, revered by Jews, Christians, and Muslims alike, is home to Islam's third holiest site and has been at the heart of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict for decades. Israel captured Arab East Jerusalem in 1967 and later annexed it in an action not recognized internationally. Andrew Palczewski, VOA News.
The European Parliament has voted to consider suspending Cambodia's preferential everything-but-arms trade access to the European Union in response to the country's authoritarian backslide. Jeff Custer has that story.
Such a move could have dramatic consequences for the country, which sells about half of its exports to the EU, mostly in the form of garments and footwear. These industries employ more than 500,000 Cambodians. In a motion passed Thursday condemning the dissolution of the country's opposition party, EU parliamentarians called on Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström to immediately review Cambodia's duty-free and quota-free access to the single market through the Everything But Arms scheme. It also called on the union's External Action Service to prepare a list of individuals responsible for the dissolution and other human rights violations for potential visa restrictions and asset freezes. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Volkswagen says a study has revealed that security guards at its operation in Brazil cooperated with the country's 1964 to 1985 military dictatorship. The study that was commissioned by the German automaker last year did not find any evidence that the cooperation was institutionalized. The company says it does not have a plan to extend the study and has no plans to provide financial compensation to any victims. The latest polls ahead of next week's Catalan election show an inconclusive result between candidates supporting and opposing independence, predicting parties in both camps will fall short of a majority in the regional parliament and possibly raising the likelihood of a prolonged political crisis. Kensington Palace has announced Britain's Prince Harry and Meghan Markle will marry on May 19th in St. George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. The couple has chosen a springtime Saturday for their wedding at a venue that holds a central place in the history of the royal family. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.